Now, I want you to understand something. And there shall be famines and troubles. These are the beginnings of sorrows, according to Mark 13 and 8. You see, there will be other kinds of disturbances too. International power struggles, earthquakes, and famine. These are indications of God's intervention in the historical process. They are the beginnings of birth pains, the suffering expected to occur in the period before the coming of the Messiah. The word beginning suggests that there will be many more sufferings. These are the end times. There will be many more sufferings. Now, there are warnings of persecution and warnings of strife, and there's a call to steadfastness when you can discern the warning of persecution and when you can discern the warning of strife. I pray right now in the name of Jesus the Christ to Abba my Father with the witness of the Holy Spirit and the anointing to back me up with the Spirit and the power of God, that those who are listening under the sound of my voice, you are listening because it is your appointed season to listen. You haven't heard it before because it wasn't your time to receive this revelation. But now the Lord has opened up your understanding and has opened up your heart to give you the consciousness, the spiritual awareness, that you would be able to understand that there is a call to steadfastness on your life right now. Warnings of persecution under the sound of my voice and warnings of strife under the sound of my voice. There is a call to steadfastness, but take heed to yourself, according to Mark 13 and 9. And you shall be brought before rulers and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. So take heed to your own self. And then I will bring you before great rulers, and I will bring you before great kings for my sake, for a testimony against them. You just have to be steadfast when you're working with God. I feel the anointing on me right now. It's dripping in the Spirit on my head. The true followers of Christ must be on their guard. Let me say this real slow. The true followers of Christ must be on their guard and not, listen to me. The true followers of Christ must be on their guard and just endure through the troubled times. Come on, somebody. I am not the only one who has to endure through troubled times, okay? The true followers of Christ must be on their own individual guard as a man and a woman. Be on guard for yourself and just endure through the troubled times. You have to endure. That's the word of provision right now in this season. You have to endure through the troubled times. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. According to Mark 13 and 13. Let me give you 4 points to think about. The breaking of ties of natural affection. There's going to have to be a breaking of ties of natural affection. If you have natural affection for somebody, you're going to have to break that tie of natural affection. Okay? Understand that. Because the breaking of ties of natural affection would also be another trial for the true followers of Christ to endure. Some people just don't want to be connected to people who are following after Jesus Christ. And they may have been at one time a Christian of good faith and of good works, but troubles could have hit them so much, and they could have been getting hit with dart after dart after dart, where they have just completely walked away from their relationship and their fellowship with Christ. And if they've walked away from their fellowship and relationship with Christ, then I want you to understand, here is a call for you to be steadfast, and it's also a warning of persecution and a warning of strife, because of the breaking of the ties of natural affection would also be another trial for the true followers of Christ to endure. Some people don't want to be attached to you no more. Number two, the hatred of unnatural behavior will not be limited to family relatives, but all men will hate you, not just your father or your mother or your sister or your brother or your cousins and your nieces and your nephews and your aunts and your uncles and your friends and your husbands and your wives and some of your business workers and business partners and co-workers. I'm not just talking
talking about them. The hatred of unnatural behavior will not be limited to family relatives, but all men will hate you. All women will hate you. Number three, the testing of your faith. The testing of your faith. Your faith is being tested. If your car breaks down and you take it to a mechanical shop or you take it to the dealer to get it looked at, the first thing they do is they hook it up to the computer and take a diagnostic test on your car, because they want to check your emissions, they want to check the engine, they want to check the oil, they want to check the axle, they want to check everything about your car and find out where the problem is, okay? So the testing of your faith will be another feature of the last times, and not all Christians will stand the test. Only those who endure to the end of his or her life will be saved. Every Christian will not stand up to the test of their faith. The testing of your faith will be another feature of the last times, and not all Christians will stand to the test. Only those who endure to the end of his or her life will be saved. Number four, it is only genuine faith and true Christian living that will endure trial and endure persecution. It is called genuine faith in the true Christian living lifestyle. If you do not have a genuine faith, you will not endure. I don't care who your father is, who your mother is, and how long somebody done spoke over you in tongues and laid hands on you. When you don't stand up to the faith that's been measured to your life, it ain't nothing nobody else's faith can do for you. You will not make it if you lose faith in God. You will not make it. So your grandmama and big mama and them and Nana and them and Auntie and them, their prayers ain't busting no grapes for you, because you the one that have to stand up to the test of faith for your own life, okay? They can lay all the hands on you they want to lay on you. They can speak in tongues over you for 25 years. If you don't have no faith, all that was done in vain, because it's not going to bear no fruit for you. You are the one, under the sound of my voice, you are the one who has to stand up to your test of faith. Elohim, Abba Yahweh, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me, saying, the spirit of enduring is upon my heart, and the spirit of enduring is upon my head in this very moment as I pray. And I thank you that the Holy Spirit has blessed me and anointed my spirit with the power of the Spirit to endure and keep my call to steadfastness in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. So let it be. Be steadfast and get vindicated.